From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Brian Naylor, sitting in for Leanne Hansen. And joining us now is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Brian.
Will, I wanted to take note before we get underway today of the passing of a colleague of yours, Francis Hansen, who constructed puzzles in the New York Times and elsewhere, using often her own poems as clues, died last week, we're told.
That's right. She was 85. She was the second most prolific living Sunday Times crossword contributor. She had 82 puzzles printed since 1964. Her first one contained lines from Lewis Carroll's Jabberwocky spelled backward, and this caused a sensation at the time. She was actually not the oldest contributor at the Times. I'm just about to publish a puzzle by a 90-year-old. So, you know, crosswords keep the mind young, Franny was a perfect example of that. Mm-hmm. She also hosted a monthly gathering of crossword constructors and editors in New York City, which I attended. So I knew her that way as well.
Well, it's nice to remember her, and thank you for that. I'm wondering now if you would remind us of the challenge you left with us last week.
Yes, it came from Kenneth Schwartz of Cliffside Park, New Jersey. I said, take the phrase all day break and rearrange the 11 letters to name a famous entertainer. 4 letters in the first name, 7 in the last. Who is it?
And the answer is?
The answer is Kay Ballard.
Ah, the comedian.
Yes.
We had 660 listeners who came up with Kay Ballard, and our winner, selected from the correct answers, is Dorothy Patton from Missoula, Montana. Hi, Dorothy.
Hi.
What do you do out there in Missoula?
Well, like about half the people in this town, I am a writer. Missoula's famous for being a home of a lot of writers.
Now, I understand that you are the second winner in your family.
Yes, my husband was a winner, about maybe 7 years ago.
Wow.
We are very ardent fans of the show and listen every Sunday when we're in town.
Well, we'll meet Dorothy.
Hi, Will.
Hi, Dorothy. Well, in today's puzzle, you only have to worry about the consonants. I'm going to give you some words. For each one, name a U.S. state that has the same consonants in the same order, left or right. Only the vowels are different. For example, if I said mention, M-E-N-T-I-O-N, you would say Montana.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Number one is flared, F-L-A-R-E-D.
Florida.
Florida, excellent. Number two is amasser, A-M-A-S-S-E-R.
A-M-A-S-S-E-R. I've attempted to say Massachusetts.
Not quite.
It does start with M, though. It's in the middle of the
Missouri.
Country. Missouri is right. Tininess, T-I-N-I-N-E-S-S.
Tennessee.
Excellent. Garage, G-A-R-A-G-E.
Georgia.
Georgia is right. Cleared, C-L-E-A-R-E-D.
That one's tricky. Colorado.
Colorado, excellent. Unbrisk, U-N-B-R-I-S-K.
Nebraska.
Nebraska is right. Region, R-E-G-I-O-N. It's a Western.
Oregon.
Oregon is right. Here's a weird word. Overminute. O-V-E-R-M-I-N-U-T-E.
Overminute. Vermont.
Vermont is right. The. The. T-H-E.
Deceptively simple.
It's a Western state.
Utah.
Utah is right.
Nearby
How.
Neighbor.
That's right. How. H-O-W.
Hawaii
is good. Album, A-L-B-U-M.
Alabama.
Good. Elision, E-L-I-S-I-O-N.
Southern state?
Louisiana.
Yes, that's right. Invade, I-N-V-A-D-E.
Nevada.
Nevada is right. Undone, U-N-D-O-N-E.
Indiana.
Good. And your last one is oil lines, O-I-L-L-I-N-E-S.
Illinois.
Good job,
All right.
Dorothy.
Dorothy, you did very well.
It's clearly, so short.
You've been playing this for a while.
Oh, yes.
Well, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin. I know that's a popular item in your family.
Oh, it is. I will wear it proudly.
It'll match your husband's.
Yes.
And you'll also receive, Dorothy, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and the New York Times' Will Schwartz's Favorite Sunday Crossword Puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Dorothy, tell us, what's the member station you listen to out there?
It's KUFM in Missoula, Montana.
All right. Well, Dorothy Patton from Missoula, Montana, thanks very much for playing the puzzle with us.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Now, Will, what do you have for us to work on for next week?
Well, think of a familiar 15-letter word that contains two N's, as in Nancy, two P's, as in Peter, two R's, two S's, and two T's, and no other consonants. What is it? And here's a hint. The answer names things you might see in a drugstore. So again, a familiar 15-letter word containing two each of N, P, R, S, and T. What is it?
If you think you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Schwartz. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Thank you, Will.
Thanks a lot, Brian.